My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Guess who just walked in the room? A guy I first met when he was playing quarterback at Kent State University, and I did a story with him that he certainly won't remember.
Julian Edelman?
It wasn't Julian Edelman.
Okay, good. I want to make
sure.
It
was the guy before Julian Edelman who said, you know what? I can change and become something else in the NFL, and he did. Mr. Josh Cribbs. Woo-hoo! Sitting in the studio right now. Hello.
How you doing?
We are well. How about you?
I am great. I am running around busy as I can be, but I prayed to be busy, and now I am.
Well, so, be careful what you pray for, because
exactly,
you might get it.
Exactly, exactly.
Josh, Jeff, I see Josh has reached the Kent State Alumni Association. A couple of gray hairs. There's a little bit. You're always going to be younger than me, man.
I was going to think about dying it, but I said, you know what? Wisdom becomes me. So I figure I'll ride with that. And my wife loves it. She says I look like her silver pepper fox or
there
whatever that
nice.
Means.
You know the
whatever
line.
That yeah. means, you're it, huh?
Right.
Happy
congratulations.
Wife, happy life.
There you go.
That's all that matters.
Can I, your name came up recently, and it had to make you just beam with pride. When a gentleman named Devin Hester, when he gets into the Pro Football Hall of Fame, says, I hope I open the door for deserving players like Josh Cribbs.
Special, right?
What'd you think of that?
Awesome.
Just amazing. I had, you know, had the privilege of shooting a commercial with him at Brown Stadium, you know, a few weeks ago. And me, him, and Dante Hall. And Dante Hall asked him, who was his top returners of all time and beyond himself? And he was like, no question. Cribbs is next. Brian Mitchell. And then he went on. He was like, oh, not such and such? Not Deion? He was like, no. Deion, good friend, but he don't have enough returns.
Wow.
He didn't do it enough. Like, everybody loves him, but he's not in the top. And but he said me, and I was like, oh, okay. And yeah, okay. He was like,
okay,
and we had that discussion before. You know, I had bumped into him during our playing career towards the end. And he said, hey, man, I know a lot of people compare us and this and that, but you got it in kick returns. You got more than me, and that's what I tell people. And I own it in punt returns. I got more than you. So let's just let the stats play. He was like, and you cover, and I don't do that. But we had fun with it. So for him to mention me, I always say, you know, I definitely want to get in the Hall of Fame. But to mention me with the greats, I live for that.
Goosebumps? You know,
goosebumps.
I got goosebumps when Jeff is telling the story.
Yes.
Now. Like, I'm excited for you.
I didn't expect it. I was watching him.
Josh, yeah. When I heard him say it, I thought, Whoa.
Yes.
That's awesome.
I was watching him. It opened his eyes because, you know, that was a lifetime ago, really, for me. You know, playing here with the Browns. And it real Clevelanders know it. They remember. But not for the rest of the world. At a time, I was paid a man back in the day. And everybody was talking about Dion, everything. But so much time has gone past because there's so much new things that happened since then. And for him to bring that up, so special. I think I'm going to get in at some point.
Oh, I hope you awesome. Do. Yeah. Yes. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
All right, new kickoff return. We were all watching it in that Hall of Fame game. And I keep wondering, what is this thing going to look like? But more importantly, what do you think of it? And will it open up more doors for returners?
I think it will. I think in this preseason, you won't see real schemes. So I think it'll have to be regular season before you actually see those, you know, returns break free. I think everybody right now will play it, you know, straight vanilla as preseason games go. And then as soon as the season hit, you're going to start seeing these stunts and double teams and moves and reverses and sweeps type returns. It's supposed to make the kickoff return kickoff more active again. So there has to be, you know, more return. So I think it's going to be guys that's like Devin and Hester and like myself and Dante Hall to break free because you're going to need those guys to take full advantage of the kickoff.
Josh, what did it do to you the last several years to watch kick returners standing back there watching the ball sail over their heads out of the end zone and then they just spot the ball? Because the NFL basically tried to eliminate what it was that made you a great football player at the NFL level.
Right, I hated it. You know, it just shined light. I would say it shined light on my football athletic ability. Not necessarily it didn't make me. It just allowed me to bring attention to me because that gave me the opportunity to play offense, play Wildcat, because the Browns was like, man, just give him the football.
No, the fans were like, play. And the fans were like, give Josh the football.
Yeah,
the fans started it.
But that allowed me to have a chance to play offense. You just give him the football. Josh right, flash left, flash counter right, flash counter. I mean, those were the plays. So to see guys just, you know, forego the opportunity for you to get the most yards in one play, that just made me sad that, you know, I felt like it was a little bit of a cowardness thing that coaches would forego that play instead of doing like great teams do, like the Patriots. Like the Dolphins did, you know, teams that had good returners that still brought the ball out. Those were the top teams, your Buffalo teams that, you know, would take it deep out, you know, out of the end zone. They never forego that opportunity. So, you know, now that it's back in, you know, I'm ecstatic to see, you know, the future of the return game.
You made your living, though, with the play that the NFL considered maybe the most dangerous play. And that's what they were trying to, you know, trying to fix a little bit. Is it?
They scapegoated.
Is it as dangerous as they have made it out to be?
It's dangerous. Football, period, is dangerous. It's a gladiator sport. You got the linemen on it in the trenches. You know, 300-something pound guys going in the trenches every single play, head-to-head collisions. That's dangerous. The game of football is dangerous. We have to wear pads to limit it as much as possible. So, kick return is a part of football and it's dangerous, just like any other part of the game. You have to play it correctly. You have to be coached correctly. And I think that is what ultimately that's what started the demise of the old kickoff coverage and the kickoff return was lack of good coaching and lack of good players not being coached well to keep their heads up. To not, you know, throw your head in there. Because back in the day, remember, that we were heralded to go down there and be a wedge buster. And remember the wedge when the lineman used to, you know, we were taught to go down there and throw our heads in there to bust the wedge up.
Right.
Brittany Poole, if you can remember him, he used to go down there and just threw his head down. First play of the game, he got a concussion. And he doesn't know where he at. He thinks he's Batman, if you can remember that commercial from back in the day. Do you know who you are? I'm Batman.
I'm Batman.
Yeah, that was Brittany Poole. You know, so guys going down there with heart and you know, did the game that they love, but being coached better, no, you're not trying to use your head. You're going to get one of those. So, you know, that breeds more coaching, and that's what's going to be the change now. It's going to be require coaches to have real schemes on kickoff return and kickoff cover.
So let me go back into that. So if you were on a return, you get the ball, who do you want in front of you? Like, who are the right guys? Is it linebackers? Is it offensive linemen? Is it
no
defensive
offensive linemen? You
who,
tight
who do you
ends.
Want? Yeah, tight ends. Okay.
I had smaller offensive linemen, backup centers, who did really good because it's a boom boom play. It's a bang bang. It's a timing play.
Right.
So tight ends, linebackers, guys who can you know, with good hips, who can move and get to the next level, double team, and it you need the preseason to figure out who those guys are going to go. But the body types are your tight end, linebacker, small lineman, not necessarily a D lineman, because they're not meant to. They're more meant to rush and get through as opposed to contact and block and change direction. So those type of guys, even your big receivers.
So we had Greg Williams on the last week, and he was talking about the play itself, and we were, you know, just the whole design of the play. He kept talking about the importance of on kickoff getting it into one corner and making sure that everyone's in the corner so that, but I don't know how that would be that much different than it would be on a normal kick because the kickers were already going for the coffin corner anyway, right?
Yeah, coaching this, I would completely demolish. This is a straight two-gap play for your kickoff coverage unit. It's just straight two-gapping. You don't have to, if you can get around a guy, you want to, but you don't want to play as a coverage team on the edge of anyone. If I'm running at you right here,
right,
and you're on an edge, you give me that side. Now I'm teaching my blocker to take you further than you want to go. But when a defensive player, two gaps simply mean you get two gaps to fill. You stay on that guy and you drive him with eyes on the returner. And when the returner declares, you declare.
Gotcha.
Returner goes this way, you shed and release and you're there. That's why you stay on him. But if you choose a side, right or left, the returner goes the opposite. So we're teaching these guys to two gap, drive your feet, and then release to when the returner declare. Now, on offense, we're teaching, hey, if you take him further than you want to go, don't allow the two gap. So on offense, we're choosing a side for him. So I'm going to block you heavy one side. If you fight that side, now I got you. Now I'm going to take you further than you want to go. And those are the type of drills that are in place on both sides of the ball. And when you know both sides, you know the tricks and the trade. And that's why I was so much of an effective returner with the way the rules were now. But it's a different ball game of how everybody will come down and play offense, meaning kickoff and coverage. Like Greg said, he'll have a different philosophy than mine. Because I wouldn't go down there and try to kick it in a corner because there's a lot of ways you can spread the field, open it up,
right,
or do some counter plays with that. So you're forcing everybody by choosing a side to be perfect in their alignment. And all it takes is one guy not to do the assignment good, and we got him.
It's all in the hips.
Josh Cribbs in studio with us. Before you became a member of the Cleveland Browns and made your living primarily on special teams, doing things with the ball in any way, shape, or form, you were a four-year starting quarterback at all three of our alma maters. How does a guy go from being a starting quarterback to a special teams commando? Because
that's
not
great question.
That's not a typical transition. Most
right.
quarterbacks don't want anything to do with what it is you made your career doing.
Absolutely. Most quarterbacks needed to just say, I want to play in the NFL, and I don't care what position you put me at. I just want to play. Maybe I should have just said I wanted to play quarterback. And I would have been a quarterback in the NFL, but there was a plan for me, you know, when I joined the Browns. A scout told me, if anybody's looking at you to be quarterback, they're looking at you as a camp body. They're looking at you as an instant backup, not serious. They just want you to fill out a roster spot in camp, and then they'll release you or put you on the practice squad. We want you to play returner, special teams, and play this year. So if you do these things, you'll have a shot to make the team, and that was golden for me. For sitting in a meeting room with two spots available for two spots, one on practice squad and one possibly active on special teams. Romeo Crennel said the magic words to the whole entire room. If you can run down the field, beat a double vice, run down the field and make a tackle on an NFL punt returner, you got a spot on this football team. Hmm. And he said that, those magical words. If you could beat a double vice, run down, make a tackle on him. I was like, that's me. What's a double vice? Because I was a quarterback, and I didn't know what a double vice was. But I knew that was me. So I went out there. I'm like, what is a double vice? If I had my phones, we didn't have iPhones like we do now. So I couldn't just Google it. And I was nervous to say, what is a double vice? But I knew that if two guys, I know now, but if two guys were standing in my way, they ain't deserve a chance. I used to chop guys' throats. I used to pull down their face mask, do whatever it took to beat those two guys, which is a double vice, go down the field and make a tackle on an NFL punt return. And I did that, and I had a spot.
That's not quarterback play.
No, that's want to. That's I want to play in the NFL. I just happen to play quarterback.
Well, you played quarterback at Kent State in a different way.
I mean,
you were a real physical type of quarterback, and you ran, but you also threw the ball really well.
Yes.
But you were willing to just, hey, I want to make a living doing this, so let's go.
I was an athlete out there. I played running back, you know, in Pop Warner. I played quarterback in Pop Warner. I did what was needed for my team to win, and I think that's the name of the game. You know, the coach sees who the players are, and I played whatever I needed to do to win. That's how I looked at playing for the Browns. You know, I had to, when we were losing, Maurice Cartown was a special teams coordinator. Offensive coordinator. I took him. I wrote up plays that we ran at Kent, Wildcat plays. I'm like, here, man. I literally gave him a book, and he looked at it like it wasn't nothing. And we was losing and losing. He was like, let me see that book of plays you wrote. And we actually did it, and it had success. And if we'd have did it sooner, maybe it would have saved his job. I'm telling you.
Were those Dean Pease years plays, or were those
Doug Martin? Yes, Dean Pease and Doug Martin. Yeah. Because it was really Coach Mike Drake, God rest his soul. He passed away, and that paved the way for Doug Martin to come in. And because Dean Pease left at the end of my sophomore year to go to the Patriots.
Let me ask you this. The way college football is now and the way Kent State's situated, because I wonder, do you think you would have stayed all 4 years? Because you had like 2,500
yards. I probably would have went to Ohio State or something like that.
Yeah, the way it is now.
Yeah, right. I wouldn't even know. I probably would have ended up staying. That was the guy I was. Maryland Terps was recruiting me. They offered
while
me a scholarship.
You were at Kent, or
you're from Maryland.
They recruited me before that.
Okay.
D.C. But they offered me a full scholarship, then took it away when I didn't commit. It was Locksley. Coach now. Yeah, he was a running back coach at the time. I seen him again recently at Vernon Davis's brother's funeral, Ravante. Okay. But he was like, man, I could never get you from Kent. Because he told me after my first year, going down there, he was like, if you have success, come on back home. So I had success my first year. He was like, all right, come on back home. You know, we'll set up everything. I'm like, nah, I'm a Golden Flash.
Yeah,
and I would have to sit out a year. And I thought about that. But if I didn't, I have no idea how it would be, but I was interested. I would have been interested in going to a bigger program.
I keep looking at it now where Kent State's in a weird position now because, first of all, I don't know that they have to recruit high school kids anymore.
Right.
Because they could.
Nobody does, really.
Yeah, so now it's D2.
Just recruit other schools. And that's the thing. Like, I don't know where I would have been if I – look how my NFL career turned out. We're talking Hall of Fame. And would that have happened if I would have went to a different school? Like, I don't know, but it worked out for me.
Right.
Staying there. So that's a testament to these young guys. Like, we played big schools. I played against Ohio State when they won the national championship. Scored twice. Put up 100 yards rushing. I played against Iowa. West Virginia. I still hold a record in that stadium in West Virginia. Most rushing yards from an opposing quarterback in their history. You know, so we played against Big Ten teams, Big Ten schools every year, Big Five, Power Five schools every year, multiple times. So it wasn't about getting seen. And now the games in the MAC are all on ESPN. So the MAC is where it is. It's underrated. But you can stay there in the MAC and have great success and have an opportunity to play in the National Football League.
Too bad you've lost your energy and enthusiasm in retirement.
every time I talk football, the goosebumps come and the life happens. So
that's awesome. How deep's this roster? Last thought.
It's extremely deep, and they're trying to make it even deeper with Aiyuk. But as we look at what we have now, I feel like they're pretty set. You know, I think we have a roster that can win this year. And as Browns fans, we want to win this year. I don't care about next year. Put everything into this year. And then next year, put everything into next year. And that's kind of how we live as a fan base. And I know Andrew Berry has to think otherwise, as he should. But when I look at this team, they're ready to go with the defense. They're ready to go with the offense. They have pieces. Yes, they can build depth at certain positions because of the battle of attrition. But we have depth now where we need it, I think. And that's at the QB position. And I'm excited about Winston, Jameis Winston, and I'm excited about Huntley. And not to throw DTR under the bus, but Huntley has been there and done it. He's won got to a Pro Bowl with Baltimore when Lamar went down. And then when we talk about Winston, we all know what he's capable of. So if the unfortunate happens, unfortunate, and hopefully he doesn't, knock on wood, I know we're ready as a football team.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Great to have you with us.
Thank you very much for stopping in.
And congratulations on your TV star career.
Absolutely. Yes.
Thank you, guys. Knocked it out of the park.
Yes.
Thanks,
Josh Cribbs with us here in studio. Former Kent Stater and, of course, Browns legend. And called out by Devin Hester in his Hall of Fame speech. That's really awesome.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom? Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.